We're in full swing. This is our 41st year in operation and our second year in our new warehouse here. We just finished sorting all the toys in Santa's workshop, so that can be quite the ordeal. We had hundreds of boxes come in last year, and we're kind of sorting through all those toys. And we've just started picking for families that we're going to be delivering to this year.
So just for those that may not know how the Magic of Christmas operates, can you just give us a rundown about what you guys do in the community?
So we do a lot of work to kind of prepare for our big day. On the 24th, we actually have 52 City of Calgary Transit buses. They're full-size buses. We outfit them with a Santa with 10 to 15 elves each, and then we pack them full of gifts. We drive around on the 24th. We have 26 in the morning and 26 in the afternoon, and we hand deliver those gifts to kids and families all around Calgary.
Out of curiosity, just because especially since the pandemic, inflation has just been everywhere, what is some of the need you've been seeing, especially last year when we were hearing a lot more about it and then going into this year?
One of the needs we see a lot more this year and the past couple of years since COVID would be a bit of food insecurity. So we've actually already increased our food hampers from 250 in previous years. We're now aiming for 500 food hampers this year for non-perishable food.
500?
500 food hampers, yeah.
Wow, so that's crazy. So like, what do you see from the volunteers that come out every year, especially now with that aim of 500?
Honestly, it can be pretty emotional in the warehouse. They don't see it in their everyday lives a lot of the time. Some of the stories that we kind of tell them that we like to show just how far their help can go. We're 100% volunteer run, so it's completely dependent on our volunteers coming and helping us out. Last year, we were 863 families. So out of those 500 food hampers we also do 150 turkey hampers. So that's like the full turkey dinner. I'm talking stuffing, vegetables, apple pies, roasting pan, kind of everything you need.
I'm just trying to process just the sheer number of people. Now, you guys are a non-for-profit, and especially right now with the postal strike during this time, it's going to be really hard to get some of that funding, but thankfully there's a big event happening Thursday.
We actually have a cookie sale, and that is at the Blue Flame Kitchen. It is 7 to 9 a.m., November 28th. That's tomorrow, Thursday. We have over 55 chefs who are donating 300 cookies each. Come on by. The lineup starts at usually 6:30, and we usually sell out within about 50 minutes. So that's over 15,000 cookies. I'm talking these signature cookies that these chefs create. It's not just plain old chocolate chip.
My mouth was drooling a little bit there. I'm thinking, gourmet sugar cookie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything you can think of, we'll have it.
So Jeff, I noticed when you came in here, you have this thing that I thought was a cookie, but after talking with you a little bit when you came in, I realized it's not a cookie. Can you just describe to me what you're holding in your hand?
I am holding one of our Christmas bears. It is a teddy bear with a little Magic of Christmas sweater. They're vacuum sealed for their own protection, and they are sealed up tight and with no air. So we buy 5,000 of these every year, and we actually deliver them around just before Christmas. Care homes, hospitals, hospices, that type of thing. If they allow us, we'll come in with Santa and the elves and, you know, give them a little visit and holiday cheer. They're all squished up right now. We actually have a team of fluffers who have to come in, open each package, and fluff the bears up just so they're a bit more presentable.
Hold on, a team of fluffers.
Yep, you heard me.
With the hamper program and all the other great work that you guys are doing, if people wanting to know more information or even they need help, find ways to help, how can they do that?
You can visit us online at themagicofchristmas.org. We have over 180 donation box hosts. So those are boxes all around businesses around Calgary here. You can actually drop toys off. You can drop gift cards off. You can drop off directly to our warehouse. We're always happy to meet you. And that's like kind of our need right now is for teens and adults. We get a lot of people who donate for kids, and we get a lot of toys. Teens are part of that Christmas season as well.
Black Friday is right around the corner. Deals galore. If I'm wanting to pick up something a little extra, what are some of those hot items?
We actually have a wish list online, and the website is themagicofchristmas.org.